Afternoon, commissioners. Luckily, I do speak quickly. The item before you is to provide an update on segment 18 of the Coastal Rail Trail. This was requested by you at your June RTC meeting. Since that time, RTC staff's been working closely with the City of Watsonville and other project sponsors to discuss development of segment 18. The discussion in the prior item about looking at alternative alignments for segment 18 is a product of those discussion and collaboration. By way of quick background, segment 18 is located on between Lee Road and Walker Street in the City of Watsonville. And as envisioned in the Monterey Bay Sanctuary Scenic Master Plan, it's aligned within the Santa Cruz Branch Rail Line. The City of Watsonville developed the preliminary conceptual alignments. A portion of that project of segment 18 was delivered in 2021. And the project has been divided into phases to support project delivery. The City of Watsonville did move forward and develop conceptual alignments for the other two phases. Attachment one is an exhibit showing the different phases of that project, not to be confused with what was presented in the prior item. The City of Watsonville developed those alignments, but did not advance these phases into the next phase of project development, in part due to uncertainties regarding the potential future passenger rail station location in this area and complexities with the project design. Rather, RTC staff recommended that the alignment of segment 18 be further evaluated in your zero emission passenger rail and trail project, which, as we mentioned, is looking now at an alignment for both segment 18 within the Santa Cruz Branch rail line, as well as an alternative route along Beach Street. The strategy that RTC staff has been pursuing for development of segment 18 is to include those pre-construction activities as part of the zero emission passenger rail and trail project. So you've seen that work coming forward, and we'll be seeing a refined alignment as part of milestone three. The next step, once the project the alignment is completed, would be to advance segment 18 as part of the ZEPR zero emission passenger rail and trail project and move into the environmental phase of that project. Another option for RTC is to advance development of segment 18 as a separate project. This is described as option two in your staff report. Under this scenario, RTC would recommend that work to identify. We've still worked to wait till the alignment for segment, the preferred alignment for segment 18 was completed before advancing into that environmental phase. Consistent with our strategic plan for Measure D, RTC staff and the commission could use local funds to leverage state and federal funds for construction of this project. If we funded the initial work or the pre-construction with local Measure D funds or other RTC discretionary funding. This item before you also provides you with information about other priority active transportation projects within the City of Watsonville. We do have Marie Fontes here, Assistant Public Works Director for the City of Watsonville, to provide a brief overview of some of those high priority projects. He does have a presentation to provide, but Director Weiss suggested that we may defer that presentation at your discretion. And we could also offer to provide those slides to you at a later date. So would you like to pursue with the presentation from the City of Watsonville? Okay. No?
Yes.
No.
I will defer to you on this one.
No.
Okay. For your information, attachment two does list all of the active transportation priority projects that were identified by their staff, including an alignment of improvements for bicycle and pedestrian facilities along Beach Street that would be complementary to the alternative segment 18 alignment. So with that, today I was looking for your input on options that were provided for advancing development of the Coastal Rail Trail, segment 18 or other segments in and around the City of Watsonville, and also for you to direct staff to prioritize future transportation, future allocations of RTC discretionary funds to the City of Watsonville priority bicycle and pedestrian projects that you see on that list. And that would be as part of their fall 2025 consolidated call for projects. That concludes my report.
All right, thank you.